Aloha, everybody. This is KP here. I'm just going to do a short audio. Actually, at this current time, it's this 11-2 at 0026. And I just wanted to put something up here that a relatively short audio to just to talk briefly about this journey, a mission which I felt called today to do. There's a little bit of background behind it, and of course the mission is the 11-1 on the 11-1 2020, and the title of the mission, I called it Mississippi Tranquility Energy's mission. I felt that at this time that I was being drawn to the Mississippi to help basically bring in or to amplify tranquilizing energies, tranquility energies. I don't mean to make, I don't want it to sound like a drug, you know, tranquilizer. No, not that kind of a thing. Not where we're numb to the energies, but we're basically, there's a lot of you know, ups and downs, and some people are really flying out and flipping out. To me, this was a mission to essentially sort of help the waters, which represents consciousness of the United States, primarily United States, can also mean the, you know, Turtle Island, in other words, North America, Canada, USA, Mexico, but primarily it was the United States. The Mississippi begins in the territory of the United States and ends in the territory of the United States. It was very strong to me that this was a mission for me while I'm here. Originally, it was going to be something I felt I would be going up to the house in Minnesota, up in Park Rapids, up in northern Minnesota. However, about one day before I was going to leave, I had intended to leave, all of a sudden, boom, I found out that the house was, although it could be opened, there wasn't a way right now to turn on the, they'd already shut everything down. That means they clean out all the pipes, all of the water pipes are drained, and it's prepared for winter. And also the power is turned off. So I could go there, but there'd be no power and no water. And I really didn't feel, eventually, after I kind of sat on that for a day, I realized, I said, no, it's not my time to go. That's not the mission to go there. So as I sat and kind of meditated on it in my own way, I did get to a point, and I also asked in dreams to be shown. I don't recall anything specific showing up in dreams, but there was something about doing this today, and just it was something like a day trip. So I started looking around, and I looked at arenas and sort of where it was to be, and I felt that it was to be today on the 11-1, and it was also, so that essentially sets in new energies right there. 1-1-1 is kind of a new paradigm, bringing in new paradigms. At least that's what it means to me. And so this whole thing today was a, you know, I kind of looked around yesterday and the day before, I kind of just looked through the maps and just sort of saw, well, where might this be? And I felt that I needed to I felt I needed to cross the Mississippi, or kind, first of all, kind of be at the Mississippi and go along the Mississippi, and also go into Iowa, which is, you know, right across the river from Illinois, and then to drive up through Iowa. And I got Dubuque, Iowa, to go to. And I felt also that there were three states that needed to be involved, Illinois, Iowa, and then Wisconsin. So another part of it was, after being in Iowa, to cross over the Mississippi again and to go into Wisconsin. So basically, that's what happened. Now, some of the highlight that I was looking at, of course, wherever I go, I do occasionally, because I knew I was going to probably be in Iowa till like the middle of the afternoon, and I said, I'm not having any breakfast, maybe a little bit, but I felt like, well, let me just look for coffee shops. And I found a couple places, and as it turns out, when I got over there, which was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it was like a, it was like there was one coffee shop that just showed up, and it's, the name of it is Charlotte's Coffee House. And it is on, what's the street? White Street, and I think it's, 13th. Right at the corner, but Charlotte's Coffee House. And one thing that that connected with was that, you know, my grandmother, my father's mother, her middle name was Charlotte. And the other part of the mission, which went to Savannah, Illinois, that's one place I've been before. But one thing I know there's also railroad tracks there. And my grandfather worked on the railroad tracks, on the railroad, for much of his life, and he was a depot agent in a small town here in Illinois. So there's that connection, and then here's Charlotte, this coffee house, and oh my God, that place is unbelievable. Now just check it out. Feel free to search for it, Charlotte's Coffee House. It is such a great place. I mean, and I evaluate all coffee houses via their mocha. And they made a beautiful mocha. I'll put pictures up later. And just a wonderful mocha. And a very, just outstandingly different areas in the place. You know, it's not huge, but, and it's just very, very beautifully attractive place. So if you like coffee or tea or whatever, check it out. And you're in Dubuque, Iowa. Absolutely fabulous. Okay, so that's enough on the coffee. How much have I talked about that? For a couple minutes. So anyway, I did go to Savannah, drove straight west from here, basically, and to Savannah. We did a ceremony of tranquility for the United States and for North America at that point. And then we did drive over this beautiful Blue Arch Bridge. I love the looks of it. I've never been over it. It's the first time I've been over that bridge. In fact, since I've been here, it's the first time I've been into Iowa. I went to Minnesota, but I never went through Iowa. When I did, I went through Wisconsin. And went over to Iowa and then drove up the Mississippi, sort of, it was up a road that was the closest, as close as I could get to the Mississippi. And drove up, and about 45 minutes on that road, I was into to Dubuque. And then my immediate next step was to look for the coffee house, and I did find it and had a wonderful time. So after that, and I felt like these energies were connecting with something. So then as I drove into... I know what I was doing. I was talking with someone while I was at the coffee shop. And it was like, I think it might have been Kim in Florida. But I was talking with, and I think she mentioned that, well, did you know that Trump was having a rally in Dubuque, Iowa. And I just had to laugh because it was like, well, there's this, you know, freedom event or whatever kind of event he called it, Make America Great Again, Keep America Great, whatever they call it, you know, they have the slogans. But there was some strong connection. And I was also getting a lot of energy coming in. Oh, my goodness. I felt the energy was coming in. But also, it's like this energy is coming in. I felt needed to be sort of smoothed out. So instead of tranquilization, it's more like a smoothing outization of the energies as they're coming in. Very, very intense. And of course, with that rally there at the airport in Dubuque, I have no idea where it is. I didn't come close to it. I didn't even know what was going on. But then after that, So the coffee house experience was fabulous. I will be back to that coffee house. I don't know. It's just a wonderful 2-hour drive to get to Dubuque. It's not that far away. But I will, you know, I came back, and the funny thing is I made a wrong turn, quote, wrong turn, and I actually ended up going, there's this one road, I think it's 151. I intended to go north and east, and I ended up getting, got going south, and I ended up going back into Illinois. So I crossed over a bridge, not the same one, but I crossed over a bridge into Illinois, over the Mississippi, and said, okay, find a place to turn around, and I crossed over again. So that's the third crossing of the Mississippi. And then finally, I found the right way to go, or the way I wanted to go to Wisconsin, and ended up going into Wisconsin. So that's the fourth trip over. So we did 4 crossings of the Mississippi, and each time it was like I just remained at peace with whatever was happening, and the tranquility was definitely I guess it was a part of me, because I felt like I was doing what I was here to do, and assisting the planet in a way that I feel is mine to assist with. So after doing that, I went from Wisconsin, and I went down a road, and I felt that a circle needed to be completed, and one was to come back to Savannah and then go back east to where the house is, to where I'm staying now. But first of all, on that same road, I had to go about maybe 5 miles out of the way, is a town called Elizabeth, which is where my grandmother, my father's mother, in other words, my father's mother, was born and grew up. And her middle name was Charlotte. So I went through Elizabeth, and it just occurs to me, I said, well, Elizabeth Wilcox gives a class every Sunday too. So there was a lot of feminine connection in this trip. So it came back through, I went through Elizabeth, turned around, came back through Elizabeth, and then found the road to go down to Savannah again, and went through the little town of Savannah, and then eventually came west. And as I drove west, I just was struck by the moon. The moon rose over the horizon as I was driving, and it was such a rich golden, I'm not going to call it blood. It didn't feel like blood. It felt like a rich, dark red moon, maybe a pumpkin moon. It was just a very rich orange red, very beautiful. So that really struck me. And then I continued to drive, and there was nothing particular happened, except, you know, the moon was really fascinating to me. That energy of the golden red moon. That's what I called it, the golden red. And then after, as I was driving west, then I drove up a short way off of the road I was on, is my parents' and grandparents' cemetery where they are. And I just decided to say hi to them and thank them for all of their, their service to humanity, their service to me, and setting up things so that I could do this work over here now. And just really thank them for, I don't know, just all the connections, really seeing the family kind of connected in with. I've never really looked at it that way before, but there's all these energies that are kind of coming together. And so then I drove back down the road to see the couple of the cornfields that I know some people who own them, and they're all cut down, and like the corn has been harvested and stuff like that. So, and then I got back to the house. So anyway, there's all this stuff that happened. I know it's kind of a little bit longer than I intended, but I'm going to put this up just as an audio, no notes. Feel free to listen. Hopefully, you might get something from it. But it was a magnificent day, and I do feel I will be putting up the videos. By the way, I'll be putting up the videos tomorrow at some point. I'm probably just going to put up a playlist. I've also got quite a few photos I want to put up as well. I'm just going to kind of do it all at once. And but there were some pretty neat things, and I think some it's fun to see the views as they travel along. It was a beautiful sunny day. I call it beautiful sunny day and very windy. So the winds of change were definitely blowing during this trip, during the whole trip, pretty much. So we'll talk more later about this, but thank you all for in one way or the other. Even though I didn't put any of the photos up yet, I know you're all a part of this. Everyone who listens is a part of this, and we'll just see how it goes and see what happens. But this is very important, I feel, and the Lori Ladd videos I just posted are also a very important part of this, that we can move through this with tranquility. We can move through this with a higher level of peace and consciousness and awareness, so that these so-called drastic changes, and a lot of the people just, oh, they want something to happen. They want this to happen, and they want that to happen. They want violence to happen and things like that. I said, come on, give me a break. Get out of that. Sorry, that's an order. That's not, I'm not ordering anybody to do anything, but that's an order. Get out of that. Get into peace. Please get into peace. Do your best to be in peace and to be in tranquility as we pass through these next few days of the election, and also of what's going to come after the election. So that's all I can say for now. And we will talk later. I don't know if I'll add music to this or not, but in any event, have fun with it. We'll talk, and aloha, and a hui ho until we talk again. Aloha. Pala pala anu nu me ka paka.